Imodium.
So I have been wanting for so long for you to watch an episode of some of the shows that Danny and myself, and I'm sure Rich Phillips, who's doing tickers today for us, and Ty Walker, and all those guys in our wonderful generation known as Generation Kick-Ass.
Rich is actually in France right now.
Oh, he is.
You're in France? Oh. Right here.
On, like, are you doing this via Slingbox?
Yes.
I haven't heard one ticket ticker from you today.
You should listen to them. They're all kick-ass.
Yeah, they all sound the same.
But,
that's all right. They're all kick-ass. They sound the same.
There's a couple of TV shows out there that we've been wanting Mike to watch, and so we're going to do a sociological experiment here, where Mike is going to watch, over the course of the next 4 weeks, an episode of four of the most influential cartoon TV shows that have been out of the last 20 years, really. First, Beavis and Butthead. Then we will skip to Family Guy. Then we'll go South Park. Then we'll go Simpsons. You've seen zero of any of those shows, correct?
I've never watched an episode of any of those shows.
All right. So your homework assignment last night was to watch an episode of Beavis and Butthead. Now, Beavis and Butthead ran from 93 to 97, I believe, on MTV. It's still the highest rated show that network has ever had. Ever. Ever.
It was like 8 seasons, wasn't it?
I think it was shorter than you remember. I think it was only like 4 or 5.
Yeah, it was like 93 to 97, like Corby
said.
Well,
yeah, but they did multiple seasons in those years.
Oh, within it. Okay, yeah, you may be right. But whatever the case, it was Mike's job to watch it. Now, they did it. They've done a reboot of Beavis and Butthead. It hadn't been on in 14 years, and Mike Judge decided to get the gang back together and start making it again. I think MTV money whipped him, and he had some fresh ideas.
And it's still funny. It's still the same formula where the narrative is not funny and boring, but when they're doing their mystery science theater and commenting on videos and TV shows, yeah, it's hilarious.
And they have more to work with now that reality TV has taken over television.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it's...
And they're essentially just kicking MTV reality shows
right
in the nuts.
It's low-hanging fruit. So we commissioned Mike to watch an episode last night. Now, Danny wanted him specifically to watch the second episode of this season.
Yeah, with the real-life addicted-to-porn guy.
Right, in which they were making fun of that. Well, for whatever reason, last night, that episode was not showing up on MTV, and you can go back and watch a bunch of different episodes, but that one wasn't there. So Mike sends me a text.
Get him to read it.
Well, I'm gonna read. Yeah, I'll get him to read his last part.
Right.
He says, "Is there a particular episode of Beavis and Butthead that you want me to watch?" The episode on the link that Danny sent is not available. However, other episodes are. To which I respond, "Watch whatever one you want, but just tell me which one, so I can watch it too." So I receive a text back about 5 minutes later that simply says this. And I want you to read this, Mike. You don't need to lower the music. He found one.
Yes.
Season 9, Episode 4, Holy Cornholio.
So I get that text and just start dying laughing.
Oh, he called me.
Yeah, I had to call Danny because... The first episode of Beavis and Butthead that Mike is going to watch involves
Cornholio, which is so annoying.
It kind of vaulted Beavis into the next stratosphere, though, back in the day, because when Cornholio first appeared on Beavis and Butthead, that's all anybody talked about.
Yeah, because it was when Beavis would eat too much sugar and
right.
get on some type of amphetamine, he would turn into Cornholio.
Or Ritalin, and it's this over-amped up kid with his shirt over his head, and he's just... He just can't handle anything.
Mm-mm.
So, and it's just a ridiculous, like, spinoff of Beavis and Butthead. Not that it's not ridiculous enough. So... That was your entree into Beavis and Butthead. So, let me know what you thought about it.
My position on this has always been that this is part of the downfall of free society in this great land of ours.
Why?
And I saw nothing to move me off that. It had nothing. It was not funny. There was nothing funny about it. Now, it did catch me off guard when they would go into mystery science theater, as you call it.
Yeah.
When all of a sudden, here's Jersey Shore popping up.
Yes.
Right.
And they're commenting on Jersey Shore.
Right.
And then a few minutes later, you have Teen Moms.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or a video.
Yeah. And they're doing that, too.
You didn't find that funny at all when they're commenting and making fun of those shows?
That was better than Cornholio. But, I mean, I thought, you know, a show is supposed to be about, you know, whatever it's supposed to be about, and that is the main thrust of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it just, I just didn't get, you know, why, you know, this other stuff was better than Holy Cornholio.
Do you know,
which was supposed to be the, you know, the main thing about it.
It's a very strange concept. But, okay, do you understand, like, how old they're supposed to be?
No.
You don't? They're supposed to be like 13, 14, 15.
Yeah, that's about
like that.
What I thought. Okay. Yeah, that's about what I figured.
And
they're right smack dab in the middle of early puberty.
Right. And all they want to do is get chicks, you know.
Yeah. They want to score.
And they got an AC/DC t-shirt and a Metallica t-shirt. And
Stewart.
And the guy's got the Winger t-shirt.
Yeah,
and
the nerd.
I get all that, but I don't understand why they stand around and make those noises.
That is the most avuncular thing I've ever heard you say.
Make those noises. They're giggling.
Well, that's one thing I didn't get about it.
The noises?
I mean, nobody giggles that much.
No, but that's the point of it. That's like, so it makes it funny.
They think everything's funny.
They don't sound like giggles. They sound
they're
like,
not. They're painful, right?
Yeah.
It's annoying.
Can you believe that this was such a cultural phenomenon, though, 15 years ago?
I know,
and it has been ever since.
I know, and no, I can't believe that.
All right, I'm going to play everybody a clip from the episode last night that Mike watched, Holy Cornholio. And, you know, this is when they started watching the Jersey Shore and making fun of it. And I thought this was really, really funny.
Now, can I just say one thing before you start?
Go ahead.
If they would have rolled with this.
Yeah.
I probably would have come away thinking a little bit more favorably of this thing.
Okay.
Oh, no. Hi. My waiter's is Aline Cuisine. He has a nice smile, straight teeth. Perfect, though.
Do you have phone number?
Yeah.
Do you want me to have your phone number?
Both Italian dudes like, I cannot get Italian girls. They all think I am loser because I am a busboy and I live with my mom.
Yes, but American girls. Oh, yeah, yeah.
How do you say, like, an easy girl?
Easy girl.
Easy.
Okay, simply sure.
I'm not that.
Okay.
But I have watched season 2 and 3 of Jersey Shore. I know this is not true.
Yes, you are easy. Like whore. This is why I'm with you.
You're not my first choice, but you are the sluttiest. I worked my way up from you to Snooki, then to JWoww.
Popcorn. Well, you guys get it in.
I come off as, like, a hard exterior, and, like, I can take, like, when the boys pick on me.
Yeah. She has a hard exterior, but deep inside, she has a soft, nasty, slutty center.
All right. That's not funny?
Yeah, somewhat. I didn't even chuckle for the whole thing.
You never did?
No, never did. Not once.
Okay.
Did you go into it with a bad attitude?
No, I didn't go into
it. Yes, he did.
No, I didn't. I went into this with an open mind. I said I would do it, and I went into it with an open mind and a willing heart.
So, this is when...
I mean, it was time for me to learn from Coach Clemens.
I want to know what you thought at this moment, because what I'm getting ready to play is when Beavis turned into Cornholio, and I know you had to be going, what the hell? Because it is so dumb and so out of left field. He's in a hospital that he drilled a screw through both his hands on accident.
Trying to put a screw in G.I. Joe's butt.
Right. And so he had to go to the hospital. And he took all these pain pills, which the doctor told him would get him very excited. So, of course, he eats the whole bottle. And here's when he turned into Cornholio, as he's passing past this...
It's like a cult.
Well, yeah, and he goes into this room where this woman had just delivered her baby.
Not better. Not bad. A little bitter, but...
Whoa. Hospitals are cool.
Are these the noises you're talking
about? Yeah. And all they do is make those noises and say stuff is cool or stuff sucks. That's it.
All right, hang on.
You're just like, hang out here. Settle down, Beavis.
He's so beautiful. What are you guys going to name him?
Well, we've always liked the name Theo.
I am Corn Julio. You will name your baby Bung Julio.
Come on, Mike.
Are you thinking, what the hell? I am Cornholio. You will name him Bungholio.
You didn't like it? Wasn't like him?
No. No.
All right.
Did
so...
you not?
No, hang
but
on.
You,
hang on.
You know what? You left out one important thing. Mike, did you smoke out before you watched this?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No.
Oh, well, no wonder you didn't get it.
All right, so here comes a good line from...
No, I'm straight.
Here comes a good line from Butthead. You had to laugh at this.
Is he an albino? Julio Bung Julio. He will be an albino and a gringo.
Are you going to feed him with your boob?
Are you going to feed him with
your boob?
That didn't move the needle much.
Oh, man. All right, one more clip. They were... You didn't laugh when they were doing... They were reviewing that ridiculous video of those black chicks. I have no clue where that video came from.
Oh,
and it's this
what are they called?
The Detroit something?
Dude,
or?
I don't know. And it's like these just low-rent chicks dancing.
So bad.
The video costs like a nickel, and they're just staring at it, like looking at each other going, what is this? And Butthead goes... Is this the Real Housewives of Detroit?
That was funny. That was funny, but it was such a non sequitur. I didn't see how it fit in with the
it doesn't.
Whole Cornholio thing.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
All right. So they start reviewing Cage the Elephant, their video, and it's just this cacophony of cars.
Oh, it's skateboard men going nuts in an auto pound.
And there's an Indian involved. And I thought that...
All right. By this time... I'd kind of caught on to this a little bit, you know, by the time Cage the Elephant rolled around.
Right.
And no.
You didn't laugh?
No.
All right, these are some funny lines.
Check it out. An Indian.
You know, something I always wondered about Indians. Are they Mexicans?
Beavis?
Yes.
Remember you asked that question in social studies, and the teacher sent you to the principal's office?
Oh, yeah. And the principal didn't know either.
You know, until they started setting stuff on fire and breaking stuff, I thought this was that JCPenney back-to-school commercial.
That was funny.
I thought this was funny.
Did you know that Indians use every part of the firework?
Whoa, really?
Nothing goes to waste.
Because they're shooting off fireworks.
Oh, yeah, there's fireworks going everywhere, and he gets real somber.
Nothing goes to waste.
Come on, man.
These Cage the Elephant kids would make horrible parking lot attendants.
I'd hate to park my car in their lot. Well, all right, so...
Oh, Mike.
One is down.
Oh, Shoopy.
Thumbs down for Beavis and Butthead.
All right, next
thumbs,
week...
Two thumbs down.
All right, next week, Family Guy. All right?
I can't do The Simpsons next week?
You know what?
Do whatever you want.
Should we save Family Guy for last?
Yeah, save Family Guy for last.
Everybody tells me I like Family Guy.
All right, we'll save Family Guy for last.
But I think I'm going to hate The Simpsons. So let me do it next.
All right, we'll give you The Simpsons next week. And I'm handpicking an episode, okay?
All right, okay.
I'm going to handpick what I think is my favorite episode.
Okay.
All right, fair enough.
So
Got
anything else?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, coming up next...